Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Beat, recorded live at Health 2024 USA. I'm so excited to be with you all again today with the amazing Rob McNaughton. He is the CEO of Calibrate. He's a board member with extensive experience in operations, strategic planning, marketing, product development across startups and multi-billion dollar corporations. I'm excited to unpack the work he's doing at Calibrate to transform care. Rob, thanks for joining.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. We can just end it here.
Of course. Rob walked in. He was fresh, wearing a nice suit, nice kicks. I like how you're old, man.
Yeah, I like your style, too.
Thank you. So what brings you to Health?
Well, first of all, I think I've been to every Health.
Love it.
And it's a fantastic conference. For health tech, it's the one to be at. So for us, it's an effective way to meet with clients, prospects, investors. In the health tech orbit, this is a highly efficient place to be.
Love it. I couldn't agree with you more. And it is a great place to make connections, deepen relationships.
Absolutely.
Learn new things.
And everyone's here. So it's a lot of voices to learn from.
Yeah. What about Busta Rhymes?
I mean, I grew up with him. I'll be there.
Awesome. Look forward to seeing you there. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Calibrate, tell us a little bit about it and tell us about Calibrate, how you ensure the sustainability of weight loss outcomes for its members, particularly after they exit the program.
Yeah, certainly. In terms of Calibrate, we were a pioneer in dovetailing anti-obesity medications, of which GLP-1s is certainly a key component of that. But dovetailing those anti-obesity medications with clinician-led lifestyle intervention and coaching. And yeah, it's a very unique thing because there's a lot of chatter today about GLP-1s, which are absolutely very powerful drug therapies, but they're literally and figuratively not the magic pill.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of studies to show that if people are on GLP-1s, many will lose weight. But if that's all they've been doing, the moment they come off the GLPs, they tend to gain the weight back in it. And our focus has been, how do you dovetail these phenomenally powerful drug therapies with lifestyle change and coaching? And for us, we've been at this for about 5 years now, and leading the clinical pathways, particularly with regards to GLP-1s and how they relate to the weight and obesity management journey. And we publish our results every year. And in our most recent results that we published earlier this year, on average, our members will lose 16% of the body weight.
Nice.
after year one. And these are large sample sizes, from 16,000 people. And that's more weight than you would lose if you were just on the drug alone. But more importantly, at the end of year two, our members lose 18% of the body weight. So they're keeping it off. And I have to stress, these are results in the real world. And so particularly over the last year and year and a half, 2 years, this sector has had issues with supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to attain these results when, on average, our members only had access to the drugs for 7 of the 12 months. And so we were still able to generate these strong results. And that allowed us to have a pretty, I'll say, clinically informed view on pathways when it comes to, you know, tapering. But more importantly, the resiliency of weight loss. And for us, we believe there's a subset of the population that can keep the weight off after they've tapered. And tapering can have a number of different avenues. It may mean spacing at the time between dosages. It may mean accelerating to a lower maintenance dose faster. It may mean substituting with a lower cost anti-obesity medication. And for some, it may mean tapering off medications altogether,
mm-hmm.
and still keep the weight off, because that's the key thing that will allow us to really impact healthcare outcomes and total cost of care.
Yeah, this is a phenomenal sort of setting the table here on all the elements that are necessary for a program to be successful over time. Could you share insights on the success of members who discontinue GLP-1s? That's a big talk track here. And how you guys help support that weight maintenance.
Absolutely, because we're learning a lot in this space as we've been essentially learning a lot from the real world. And so our most recent findings are really quite encouraging. Among the members on our platform who discontinued GLP-1s after completing our program, we found that 93% of them have sustained over 10% body weight loss, and 82% maintained over a 15% body weight loss over 26 weeks. And we're gaining more information on this quite literally every, and we remain committed to staying on the forefront of this. As I highlighted earlier, Calibrate, we publish our results because we want to be seen as a thought leader. And more importantly, just share what we've learned because it's a new arena and it's a pretty exciting time. What I find is perhaps the most exhilarating thing about my role at Calibrate is that these solutions of where you take, you know, anti-obesity medications and dovetail them with lifestyle intervention at the individual level are truly life-changing. Like internally at Calibrate, we have a Slack channel and our doctors and coaches and nurses, like they'll just give highlights of conversations that they've had with our members every day. And it is so rewarding and exciting just to see how these solutions are changing people's lives, like materially. And then at scale, Saul, I think weight and obesity solutions are one of the few points of light in U.S. healthcare that has the true promise of reducing total cost of care. And so to be involved in a sector that can increase healthcare outcomes and perhaps have a meaningful impact on total cost of care, like for me personally, I've been chasing those white whales for 2 decades, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is pretty exciting.
That is great. That is great. Yeah, and I think to your point, having the right mix of all the programs you use, reducing cost of care, tapering people off, being accountable by publishing your data, all those things really speak highly to the approach you take to the business. How does Calibrate's commitment to clinical integrity shape its approach to obesity treatment and future innovations?
I think as a pioneer in this space, we've always been clinically focused. That's been the area we've over-indexed on because, again, we are at the outset of this, in many cases, determining and defining clinical pathways with regards to GLP-1s in particular and the weight and obesity management journey. And so our commitment is to publish our results. Our commitment is to, when we believe we have a viewpoint on pathways, publish those. Like, for instance, within a couple of weeks, our company is at Obesity Week, which is a huge conference in our space, and we'll be announcing our latest results on not only just the broader program, but specifically with regards to tapering. And so our commitment is to be at the forefront of that thought. We've always had our own doctors that have been leading our clinical pathways who are integrated into broader care teams, not only at Calibrate, but more broadly as well. And for us, it's always been that clinical gravitas, that clinical leadership that's been at our very DNA. And for us, our mission is to impact as many lives as possible with these life-changing therapies. And to be able to dovetail that clinical gravitas with these, you know, very powerful drug methodologies and do so to have long-term lifestyle intervention behavior change, that's the key. And so whatever we can do to move the sector forward, that's our commitment. Because at the end of the day, I think we're having an impact. Like not too long ago, like a couple of weeks ago, it showed that prevalence or penetration of U.S. obesity had peaked. For the first time in decades, I think for the first time it's ever been tracked, it ticked down.
Oh, yeah?
That's encouraging. Oh, and I think that powers us off.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I wasn't aware of that. That's super cool. And look, around the model, just kind of thinking about how people work with you, like who's your end customer and how do you engage? Because I want to make sure to not miss out an opportunity here to potentially capture some share from the audience.
We started out primarily as a direct-to-consumer. We're a pioneer in dovetailing anti-obesity medications with lifestyle intervention. That is still an aspect of our business. And we cater to the consumer that wants a higher degree of conviction and confidence that they're not only going to lose more weight, but keep it off. And thus, they're willing to invest in the lifestyle intervention and coaching platform side of things. Over the last year in particular, Calibrate has focused more on the enterprise market. So that is working with self-insured employers who believe that, again, as I highlighted, these solutions have the real potential to not only drive healthcare outcomes for their employees, but lower total cost of care. And that has been now the primary driver of our business is working with self-insured employers, their PBM partners, and their broker consultant advisors to work with them on being the clinical center of excellence and helping them manage these solutions to ensure not only the best-in-class healthcare outcomes, but also ensure that they get a sustainable ROI from an employer vantage.
That's awesome. Rob, thank you for that. For everybody listening, if you're an individual there's a program for you at Calibrate. If you're an employer, there's a program for you at Calibrate. If you're a broker, there's a program for you at Calibrate. So love that. Thanks for the opportunity to really share your mission and ways that people can engage with you. Because I feel like when you engage, that's when you make a difference. So for the closing thought here, Rob, what would you leave us with? What should people be thinking about? And what else? Where could they find you?
They can find us at joincalibrate.com first.
Love it.
It's a really exciting time to be in this sector. And frankly, I think U.S. health technology and care delivery as a whole. I think the United States decision makers and just I think the culture in general is realizing that how we viewed obesity in the past was fundamentally incorrect. It is a chronic condition. It's not just a matter of willpower and things like this. And now there are certain drug therapies that currently exist and many, like quite literally hundreds in the pipeline that continue that I think will have meaningful impact on what has been perhaps the biggest public health issue that we've faced in decades. That being said, it's not just a matter of taking drugs in. It's utilizing these powerful drug therapies in concert with clinically led lifestyle intervention and coaching to ensure not only tremendous weight loss, but more importantly, resilient, sustainable weight loss, because that's where you get the fundamental different, you know, change or inflection point in healthcare outcomes, and more importantly, total cost of care to ensure that we become a healthier population. Because what we've been doing to date has not been, I think, the path that we need to remain.
Well said, Rob. Thanks for closing so strongly. I can't say anything else after that. You said it so well. Folks, just make sure you check out Calibrate. We'll leave ways to get in touch with the team, with Rob, in the show notes, so you could take action on your life or your members' lives or the lives of your employees, because there's programs out there that are useful, sustainable, and they're publishing their results. So don't just take his word for it. Check out the numbers, check out the data. Thank you all for being with us. This has been an incredible opportunity to speak with the amazing Rob McNaughton, CEO of Calibrate. Rob, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Saul. I enjoyed it immensely.